5 years after it was proposed by former Delaware Attorney General Beau Biden, legislation aimed at keeping guns from some people with mental illness is now law in Delaware. WHYY's Mark Eichmann reports from the Delaware desk.
In 2013, then-Delaware Attorney General Beau Biden made a pitch to Delaware lawmakers for legislation designed to keep guns away from people with mental illness who may pose a danger to themselves or others.
Most of the mass shootings that have occurred in this nation over the last two decades, behind each one of them is someone who common sense and most psychiatrists or medical professional would say is a person who should not be in touch with or have contact with a weapon.
The late Beau Biden's April 2013 pitch for that legislation, just months after the Sandy Hook mass shooting, was unsuccessful. The bill got unanimous approval in the state House, but languished in the state Senate. 5 years later, inspired in part by student protests over another mass shooting, this time at a Florida high school, state lawmakers unanimously approved legislation similar to Biden's bill. Delaware Governor John Carney signed it into law Monday at the Biden Institute on the University of Delaware's Newark campus.
Today is as much a tribute to our beloved Beau Biden and the Biden family, a celebration of working together, as well as a testament to what makes Delaware special.
With some limitations, the new law prohibits anyone who has been committed to a hospital for treatment of a mental condition from owning a gun. It also makes gun ownership illegal for anyone who has committed a violent crime but was found not guilty for reasons of mental health. The bill is supported by the National Alliance on Mental Illness Delaware chapter, says Executive Director Josh Thomas.
We believe this offers a level of protection where people will not be singled out simply because they have a mental health diagnosis.
Former Vice President Joe Biden said the bill fulfills a promise Beau made to Delawareans and that the law's greatest impact might be in helping to prevent suicides.
Of the thousands of people who die as a consequence of gunshot wounds, the majority are self-inflicted. They are suicide.
From the Delaware desk, Mark Eichmann, WHYY News.